So, are there any remarks to the paragraph before? And don't see anybody wanting the floor. So then we can already go to paragraph C, necessary infrastructure for railway operators. The main service providers in hubs are railway companies themselves. These railway operators need minimum level of service to ensure good service for international passengers. This section identifies a list of key elements for railway operators depending on regulatory legal framework, on market access for railway operators, and on border crossing for by passengers. The following access conditions for international railway operators may be relevant. So in the introduction, I would propose we really use the term only railway operators, not railway companies, in the first sentence. Okay, and then we have five paragraphs to look at. First of all, we have clearly referred to regulatory framework, market access conditions, so we cannot do not overrule this here. First paragraph, access to maintenance depot. Access to a maintenance facility should be provided near the hubs for the preparation of rolling stock for international services and for the resolution of minor problems with this rolling stock. So this is a service for railway operators and maintenance of their rolling stock. That's it doesn't say number of kilometers and so, but of course it is a basic facility. If you want to have services in hubs, that such a maintenance facility is accessible somehow. Any remarks to this paragraph one? No. We move on. Paragraph two, rolling stock stabling facilities. Access to stabling facilities at or near hubs should be available for the efficient turnaround of rolling stock. These facilities may also allow for the coupling and decoupling of rolling stock. So here we are talking about parking, basically, what we call stabling here. So the first paragraph was about maintenance, this is about stabling parking. Any remarks to paragraph two? UK, please.